There are more protests in France this weekend over a new requirement that a special coronavirus pass be shown to enter restaurants and other public places. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Liberty was the slogan of the day at past protests across France. The marches drew estimates of more than 200,000 people around the country, more than 14,000 in Paris, where tensions flared in front of the Moulin Rouge nightclub. As some in the crowd hurled objects, police fired tear gas and a water cannon. They say three officers were injured, while at least one protester was seen bleeding from the head. With COVID-19 infections spiking in France and hospitalizations rising, lawmakers have passed a bill requiring a special pass in most places as of August 9th. The pass requires a vaccination or a quick negative test or proof of a recent recovery from COVID-19. Polls show a majority of French support the pass. I'm Ben Thomas.
More than 400,000 AstraZeneca vaccine doses from Britain arrived in Kenya on Saturday, the first of two consignments destined for Kenya as a bilateral donation from the United Kingdom. More will arrive through the international COVAX system. Josephine Gould, Britain's Deputy High Commissioner in the country, said it was essential for everyone to get vaccinated if they are able to.
So please, 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 if you have the opportunity to get vaccinated, do. Because you're not just protecting yourself, but you're protecting your friends and families and those who are around you.
Gould said the delivery was part of Britain's pledge to donate 100 million vaccine doses worldwide, 30 million of them by the end of this year. Police in Beijing have detained Chinese-Canadian pop star Chris Wu on suspicion of rape. Following an accusation, the former member of the Korean boy band EXO lured young women into sexual relationships. The pop star had previously denied the accusations. The news was trending as the number one most searched topic on Weibo on Saturday night. Some users online started commenting on Wu's social media account, telling him to get out of China.